I should kill that one. You go buy you a pig, one or two, and put in the pen and start raising them. And then the next one, they'd be nice hogs to kill.
I see. But I thought when female ones, they had lots of babies. Or you just raised that, like two at a time or one at a time and killed it? Did you never bred them?
No. We never did. Now some people do. And they do have, they have a bunch of pigs at home.
Where did you buy yours?
These people that raised pigs. Uh-huh. Maybe they'd have what you call a sow. And that sow, they'd put it with a male hog and raise pigs. But instead of, I want hot female hogs, instead of raising pigs from them, we kill them.
Mm-hmm. What happened, did you ever have a special name for the pigs that grew up in the wild?
No.
Yeah. Some people call them, I was thinking like boars, I think are wild.
Uh-huh, yeah. But we never did, around where I live, we never did have wild hogs.
Well, I know the wild hogs have those big teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Did yours
no.
ever do that?
No.
I wonder why not. I wonder what's the difference.
They're just a different kind of hog somewhere. I don't know. They're wild hogs and hogs what we eat meat. Now, I don't much think you would. I don't think. I may be wrong. I don't think you would kill a wild hog and eat his meat, would you?
I have no idea.
You might. I don't know. But it wouldn't be good in fat meat. I know it'd be a little long, lean, tough meat, I bet you.
What were the different parts called when you said you? I thought you said you didn't have bacon.
But we did have there'd be the hams. They'd cut the back legs of the hog would be the hams, and that would be good meat.
I never knew that.
And the front legs are shoulders, and then you have your middlings. That's fat meat to boil with. Well, it's right good to fry.
To get the grease.
You want your streaked meat to get the grease out of it. Uh-huh. And you make your sausage, and then you've got your backbone. And a lot of people clean their feet and eat the feet. You can buy hog feet, you know, at the store. I never did care a lot about hog feet. And you clean the head if it didn't get shot up too bad when they killed it. Clean the head and the feet and make press meat. I don't remember me ever making press meat, my mama did. And we love press meat.
How did you cook it? Like regular meat?
You had to boil those feet and the head, that meat and the jaws. And you grind it all through the sausage meal like you were grinding sausage. And you season it pretty near like sausage. But anyway, you put it in a big bowl or a big pan or something, and you press something down on it real hard to mash all that grease out. You could get out while it's warm, and you would let this weight stay on it till it got cold, and then you take a knife and just slice it like this.
Oh, how interesting. Huh, I never knew that you could do stuff like that. Was it hard to grind all that meat up?
No.
Did you have a special grind or what?
We have a special grind. And I always, when I was growing up, I enjoyed grinding sausage. Most children would fuss over who was going to grind. Well, I'm going to grind next. Well, he's grinding lower than I am. It's my time to grind.
I guess things are sure different. Where do you go around here? Do you grow most of your vegetables and then can them?
We freeze more than we can.
Oh yeah? Where do you get your meat nowadays?
We get it at the grocery store. didn't raise any meat. Don't have any chicken, just a garden.
Did you ever make pets of the pigs?
Yes. I know we get a pig started off by